A note came in over the wire this morning. Trump says Ukraine will get the license to make Patriot missiles at home. That's not just aid, that's the transfer of a weapons production capability, turning a dependent into a manufacturer. The timelines will be long, but the shift is real. Thoreau has the first word on what it means to arm a nation for its own defense, then Emerson after him.
The shape of it, a nation under siege is being given not a weapon, but the means to make weapons. This is different from sending finished arms. It says, you will survive longer than our patience lasts. Build it yourself. I have seen this before, though the machinery was simpler. During my time, watch factories in New England began making the parts themselves rather than importing finished goods from Britain. The moment a nation stops depending on the foreign shipment and starts making, the relationship changes. The dependency dissolves. The defended becomes the defender indefinitely. The Americans are wagering that Ukraine's survival matters more than controlling the supply. That is either profound trust or profound desperation. I cannot yet tell which. But the bet is clear. If Ukraine can make patriots, Russia cannot starve them of air defense by simply outlasting American generosity. What strikes me is the timeline problem you named. Factories take years. Wars do not wait for factories. Ukraine will still need the finished missiles while the presses are being built. The real question is not whether this works, but whether it arrives in time to matter.
A nation that must build its own missiles learns something that no amount of foreign aid can teach. The Patriot reaches toward Ukraine not as a gift, but as a problem. Now you must become the maker of the thing that defends you. I saw this in another century, the moment when a young country stopped asking Britain for muskets and learned to forge them in its own foundries. The license is not generosity. It is admission that the old arrangement cannot hold. When your ally says, you must now make this yourself, he is saying two things at once. We trust your survival to your own hands, and we cannot be everywhere forever. The production will take years. That is precisely the point. A nation that cannot wait for a foreign factory to fulfill its needs becomes a different nation. Harder, more resourceful, less dependent on the mercy of distance and politics. Ukraine will emerge from this war, if it emerges, as a maker, not merely a receiver. That changes everything.
The story ran in BBC News. The question isn't whether the U.S. and Ukraine will align. It's whether either can afford the cost of not doing so. That's old news for today.